Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchelam. We are now in Masechet Horayot, Daf Hei Amud Bet. This will be our last podcast of the first parak of Horayot. And we are still looking at the last Mishnah, Horu Beit Din Shel Echad. And the Mishnah, as we look back on Daf Dalad Amud Bet, really it... this piece is already on Daf Dalad Bet and on Tehei Amud Aleph, is if a Beit Din of one of the Shvatim gave the instructions. And Ibayaluhu, Shevet Achad Rabbi Yehuda, Behorat Beit Din HaGadol, Mimaitu Shar Shvatim Olo. So we have the following layout. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that the Kahal mentioned in this Parsha is the Shevet. And therefore, if the Beit Din of a Shevet issues a ruling and that Shevet follows it, then everything plays out on the Shevet level. If the Beit Din HaGadol issues a ruling, and seven Shvatim, or more than half, followed it, then all the other Shvatim, each Shevet has to bring a Korban for them. Now, the question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shevet Achad Rabbi Yehuda Barat Beit Din HaGadol. What if one Shevet violates the law based on the Hurrah of the Beit Din HaGadol? Do the rest of the Shvatim come along? Mi Amrinan Shiva Shvatim Hudamaitu Shar Shvatim Madayu. Maybe it's only when you have seven or more, meaning a majority that everybody else has to bring, Mishum de Ikaruba. V'chad shevet aleka ruba lo, but when you have one shevet, it's not rove. Odim alo shna, maybe when any shevet, as a shevet does it, everybody else has to come along. So toshma, the answer is from here. Ma hein mevi'in, the machloka v'hanar mishnah, par echad, one par. Shimon omer shnei parim, and that is one par for the tzibur, one par for the beit din. Now, but my asking, what's the case where it would be par echad, and Shimon would say two. If we're talking about a case where seven Shvatim sinned, so Rabbi Shimon Tmanya Bar, according to what we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon should need eight, one for each Shevet and one for the Beit Din. El Adachata Shevet Achad must be a case where one Shevet brought it. Bimai. Iborat Beit Din, if it's his own Beit Din, Rabbi Shimon later, Rabbi Shimon says if it's Horat Beit Din of Shevet, this whole parsha doesn't start. So Rabbi Shimon couldn't be even discussing one or two or anything in our Mishnah. El Allah, Borat Beit Din Agadol. It must be talking about when Beit Din HaGadol gave the hurrah. Now, Vatana Kamamani, so we've now isolated. What's the case in that Braita, where some Tanakama says Parachad, Rabbi Shimon says two? It has to be a case of Horat Beit Din HaGadol, and it has to be a case where only one Shevet sinned. So now, who could be Tanakama is the last question. Ine Merabi Meir, if you think it's Rabbi Meir, Haruba Boy, Rabbi Meir says the only time that this whole parsha is going to start is if Rov do the sin. Allah, Rabbi Yehuda, must be Rabbi Yehuda, and it must be that one Shevet did the sin. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda says the rest do not bring their korbanot. So Amri, you know, Hachma Yaskin Gon Shechatu Shisha Shvatim Vein Rubo Shel Kahal. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, this is really a case where you have six Shvatim, but population-wise they're a majority of the Tzibur, and it follows Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, who quotes Rabbi Meir as saying, in such a case, then the peace kicks in. Tan Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omer Mishmo, Shor Rabbi Meir, Chatu Shisha Vein Rubo Shel Kahal, seven tribes, even though the population is less than the majority, Mevin Par, that's the case. Rabbi Shimon says Par, Shnei Parim, one for the Tzibur, one for the Beit Din. Okay, so we haven't yet proven what Rabbi Yehuda would say. Tosh Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shevet Shasabarat Beit Dino, if they're following their own Beit Din, Otoa Shevet Chayav, Usharsh Kol Shvatim Pturim. Only that Beit Din's Chayav, the other Shvatim, no liability. Ovarat Beit Din Agadol, Afilu Shar Shvatim Chayavim, Shmamina. But he says, that if the Beit Din HaGadol made the Hurrah and one Shevet did it, then all the others, each Shevet has to bring their own Korban for the one Shevet that sinned. Shmamina. There we go. That's an answer to the question. Shmavashi matniti namideka. If you look carefully, you'll see that in our Mishnah. Diktani v'asa uto ha-Shevet al-pihem. If the Shevet followed their own Beit Din, uto ha-Shevet chayav, shor kol shvatim p'turim. Only that Shevet's chayav, the rest are patur. Lama limitna shar shvatim p'turim? Why add shar shvatim p'turim? Once you said, oto shevet chayav, I understand the rest of patur. Oto shevet chayav, oto shevet chayav, meli yadan and shar shvatim p'turim. Elaha kamashlan, what's the teaching with that? The borat beit dino who does shar shvatim p'turim? Only when it's the beit din of the shevet are the other shvatim off the hook. Aval horat beit din hagadol, filu shar shvatim chayavim. But if it's beit din hagadol, then all the shvatim are chayav. Shma minaha. So now we have not only an explicit statement from Yehuda, but if you look carefully in the Mishnah, you'll see it there too. Ibayalu, now is the next question. Shevet Achad Shasah Bohorat Beit Din HaGadol. That's the question we just asked. L'Rebbe Shimon Mimaiti Ola. What about Rebbe Shimon? What would he say here? Toshma, Mahin Mivin, Parachad Rishun Omer Shnei Parim. Again, that same Braita. Now, again, the question is, Shnei Parim, Shmona Parim Bayit. According to Rabbi Shimon, if we have a case where there's seven Shvatim that sinned, then Rabbi Shimon should say, you need eight. One for each Shevet and one for the Beit Din. El Rechata Shevet Achad. It must be the one Shevet did it. Uvamai. Ilam or at Beit Dino. If it's his own Beit Din, Shimon later. Rabbi Shimon says that doesn't count. Or Beit Din HaGadol. Must be Beit Din HaGadol. And therefore, you see that Rabbi Shimon says that even when Beit Din HaGadol gave a Hora and only one Shevet sinned, the Parsha kicks in. Vatispara, but think about that. Tanakama Maya, who could the Tanakama be in that case? E Rabbi Meir, Haruba Boy. Rabbi Meir explicitly says you need a Rov Kahal sinning, otherwise this Parsha doesn't start. E Rabbi Yehuda, Shashvatim Nami Maiti. If it's according to Rabbi Yehuda and seven tribes sinned, then they don't bring one. You're going to have 12. So Hamani, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, he had a time. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar, as we said earlier, we don't have to repeat it. It's a case where six with the minority, etc. Six were a majority or seven were a minority. So Toshma, let's see, Chachamim Omim Le'olam Enochayv Ela Al Horat Beit Din HaGadol. At the end of our Mishnah, we said, you're only Chayav, Chachamim say, only Beit Din HaGadol, not Beit Din Shel HaShevet. Man Chachamim. In Le'im Reb Meir, so Ruba Boy, Reb Meir should say more than just Beit Din HaGadol. It's Beit Din HaGadol and Rov Kahal doing it. La Rabbi Shimon, he must be Rabbi Shimon. So you see that Rabbi Shimon says that Beit Din Shel HaShevet doesn't count. Shma Mina. Now, for Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Shevet Achad Deikri Kahal Menalahu. How does Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both know that one Shevet's called a Kahal? Rabbi Yehuda says, if the Shevet's Beit Din issues the Hora that counts, and Rabbi Shimon says that the Shevet that did the sin does have to bring, each Shevet does, the sin has to bring a Korban. Who says that Shevet, that means, that Kahal means Shevet? Amri Dichtiv from the following. Ve'imod Yehoshaphat B'Kahal Yehuda V'Yerushalayim. What does that mean? There's a chiddush there. Tful yom al yikanes machane leviyah. Somebody who's already gone to the mikvah but is waiting for Erev Shemesh should not go into machane leviyah. That was the chiddush. But the point is, from here, matka racha bar yakov, my dil mashani ushalayim the haminami binyamin. In other words, it said, kahal yehuda vi yerushalayim. So you see that Shevet Yehuda is called a kahal. Said, no, maybe it's because you have Yehuda and Binyamin. Maybe you need two Shvatim to be called a Kahal. Because Yerushalayim is somewhat divided between two Shvatim. Achab Yaakov Dichtiv, where do we know this from? That a Shevet is called a Kahal. And parenthetically, the issue of Tful Yom is irrelevant to this. They're just trying to say what Chadasha was. Dichtiv, Ayom Eilai, Hini Mafrichav Rabbiti, Chahun Taticha, Likalamim. Yaakov on his deathbed, as we call it, his sickbed, as we call it to Yosef, but Hashem told him when he was coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and he says, I'm going to make you into Kahal Amim. And that was at the point that Rachel died. Man Yalid Le'i Bahi Shaita, who was born at that time? Binyamin. So you see that Binyamin is called Kahal. Shrav Nahachi Kam Rachman Amit Yalid La'achashta Kahal Achrina. You got him another Kahal born, which is Binyamin. One Shevet's called a Kahal. Amar Le'i Rav Achabar Yaakov, Amar Le'i Rav Shval Rav Kahana. He says, Dil Mahachi Kam Rachmana. Maybe that's not what God meant. Maybe it means that you don't yet have a kahal, and when Binyamin is born, you'll have all 12. That'll be a kahal. So maybe a kahal is not one of each shevet. Maybe it's all 12. So you're going to tell me 12 is, 11's not? Based on that interpretation, that doesn't work. Why would 11 not be called a kahal? And indeed, if 7 shvatim sin, it's called the kahal sin. This is in the context of Taharat HaLevi'im. Im lamed shem shnayim v'lo kvar ne'mar v'asei ata echad chatat v'dachar ola l'adonai. We already learned that you're going to have two, and one is a chatat and one's an ola. So why is it parsheni? Ele acholte nechal et chatat l'alvi'im. I might think it's eaten. I'd like a chatat. Tomo parsheni. Sheni le'ola, meaning that it is sort of a parallel to the Ola. Ma Ola lo nechela, just like you don't eat an Ola. Af chatat lo nechela, this chatat's not eaten. Kayotze bo, why is this here? Because here, to bring the parallel, Rabbi Yossi, Habaim yashvi hagola hikrivu olot Elohe Yisrael parim shnei masar, hakol Ola, says everything's an Ola. Kol asal kadaitach, it says they were chataot and shlamim. Shash chatat Ola, that's our chataot. Al hakol ke ola ma ola lo nechelat av chatat lo nechelat. The Tanur Biyur Omer, Havdot kochavim heviyum, they brought these korbanot for the sin of Avodah Zarah. This is the Avodah Zarah that they did at the end of the first Mikdash. These are the people who returned. Now, that's all here for this reason. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, I understand why there was 12 chataot. Let's say all 12 tribes sinned. They brought 12 se'irim for the chatat. Or even all you need is 7 or 8 or 9, and the rest are going to bring begreiro. Sha'areinach begreiro. Well, Rabbi Shimon am mishkachat. Rabbi Shimon will work also. Going to chatu acharasar shvatim. According to Rabbi Shimon, let's say 11 tribes sinned. Acharasar se'irim vidach the Beit Din. So the 11 plus the one of Beit Din. That's why there will be 12. Lor Meir, Dama Beit Din, Vin, Volotzibor. According to Meir, who says there's only one brought by the Beit Din. Shnei masayach mishkachat. How do you have 12 korbanot here for Avodah Zarah? The answer is, going to chatu, adachatu, adachatu. Maybe the Beit Din issued a ruling and then issued another ruling. It said 12 times instead of bring 12. Atrei sozimni. Highly unlikely. But wait a second. The ones who sinned already brought it, we have to assume. The guys who did the sin died. Meaning the Beit Din from then, or the Shevet to then, they're all dead now. So we know that a Chatat, that the owner died, is killed, the animal's killed, and it's certainly not offered. That's only if it's an individual. If there's a tzibur, tzibur doesn't die. The individuals die and are born, but the tzibur doesn't die. And therefore, this chatat tzibur of each shevet would be brought. V'shein mita b'tzibur. So another papa, how do we know that there's no mita b'tzibur? It's a big rule in korbanot. That the children replace the parents. Well, a child replaces his father too. So if the father dies, and on a chatat, the child should be able to bring it too. That won't help. So could our papa mi seir de Rosh Chodesh. He gets it from the seir of Rosh Chodesh. Rachmana maiti mi truma talishka. Bring it from these, they say, seir la chatat of Rosh Chodesh, bring it from the truma talishka. Maitu lemi Yisrael. Some people who gave that money died. They gave money in Nisan, they died in Niyar. You're bringing the Rosh Chodesh Tammuz for people who died. So how can the people who left bring the korban? If it's a chatat tzibur, like Sir Rosh Chodesh, it can be brought, even though some of the people died. Who says maybe nobody died? And certainly, by the way, not everybody died. Not everybody who donated to that year died during that year. But here, it's 70 years later. And certainly, everybody who did Avodah Zarah during Tzidkiyahu's time, at least most of them, are probably dead by now. Now, talking about Papa Mihacha, this is what our Papa's reason for saying that they'd still bring it, even though it's a whole different generation. This is at the Egla Rufa. Ru'uya kapara zush t'chaper al yotzei Mitzrayim. Meaning, this kapara is good enough for those who left Mitzrayim. Meaning, a public kapara can be across many generations. Mi'dichtiv asher padita. Because it says that you redeemed. In other words, give kapara to the people you redeemed. The people you redeemed are hundreds of years ago. So Mida Mihatam Kulu Itinun. There, everybody was there. Migo de Mechapra Achai Mechapra Nametim. The Kapar is for everybody. It's Mechapra on the people right around now and all the way back. Alahacha Miavu Chaim. But now, here we are in the beginning of Beit Sheni. None of these people were people who sinned back in Beit Rishon. The answer is Enachinami. They really were. Dichtiv Rabim Yakonim Alvim Rashe Avod, etc. That's the famous Pasuk. At the end of Ezra that says that when they dedicated or they started doing the Avodah and the foundations of the new Beit HaMikdash, that there was people there who were still remembered the old Beit HaMikdash. Maybe that was just a small percentage. Aktiv, you couldn't tell the difference between the crying of the old people who remember the glorious Beit HaMikdash and this little foundation and Mizbeach out in the middle of desolate hill, against the shouting and celebration of the young people who didn't remember it, and for them this was a very happy thing. So therefore, there really were a lot of people there who remembered the old Beit HaMikdash, and therefore there were really a lot of people who had been involved in that Avodah Zarah, and therefore they were able to bring this korban. But when they did the Avodah Zarah, they were amazing. The answer is Horat Sha'aita. There was a Horat Sha'ah. They could bring this korban. Really, they shouldn't be able to bring the korban. They're amazed by Avodah Zarah. But there was a Horat Sha'ah, special dispensation, they could bring the korban. V'shishak vasim shivim shiva keneged mi. There's this whole strange number of korbanot that they brought. What's that representing? There's a special dispensation, which, by the way, if you think about it, tears the whole sugya, because now when you say 12 shvatim, 12 korbanot, it doesn't have to be Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. It could be anybody. You could say special horat shah to have a korban for each shevet for the return to Yerushalayim and the return to the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, Tana Ravonin. Meit achad min ha-tzibur chayavin. Echad ha-beitim p'turin. If one member of the tzibur that did the sin died, beitin is still chayiv when they realize their mistake. But if one of the members of the beitin died, they're patur. So Mantana, who's the author here? Amchista Rav Zera Amar Rav Yirmi Amar Rav Rabbi Meir, he is Rabbi Meir, to Amar beitin mevin v'lo tzibur. Rabbi Meir says the beitin brings the korban, not the tzibur. So if one of the tzibur dies, doesn't affect it. The whole beitin's there. If one of the beitin died, then they're patur. Because this is now not chatat tzibur, it's chatat shutfin, a chatat of partners. All the beitin are partners, and if one of the partners die, it's the chatat shemetu ba'aleha, basically. Shemachi p'turin. Matgar of Yosef, Rav Yosef challenges this read of Rav, that this is Rav Meir, the author. V'nokma k'Rav Shimon, why don't you say it's Rav Shimon, d'amar beitin imat tzibur, and say as follows, meit achad min tzibur chayavin, why de'ein tzibur meitim, tzibur is here forever. One guy of the tzibur dies, it doesn't affect it. Meit achad min beitim p'turin, because beitin are just 71 people, and one dies, then that's not replaced. Right? K'Rav Chatat ha-shutfini, it's the component of the tzibur is tzibur, the component of beitin is shutfin. So Abai answers Rav Yosef, because we know that Rav Shimon says if you have partners who own a chatat and one of them dies, the chatat's still brought, and therefore he can't be Rav Shimon, and therefore even if the member of the Beit Din died, according to Rav Shimon, you'd still bring it. The Tanya Parvaser Shom Kippurim Sheavdu. Let's say you have the animal, the special animals for Yom Kippurim, the one the Kohen, the Kohen Gadol brings, the one Ben Yisrael bring, and they get lost before Yom Kippur, so you bring other ones. And then you find the old ones. Yamutu kulan. Rabbi Yehuda says they have to die. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yeru. No, we let them graze and get a mum and redeem them, because it's not chatat shemetu ba'alea. Why? Lefisha ein chatat sibur meita. And Rabbi Shimon here is referring to the par, which really belongs just to the kohanim, as chatat sibur. Rabbi Yosef says to Abaye, kohanim kamart. That's not shani kohanim di kukal. Kohanim are called at sibur. They're called a kahal. This is in Avodat Yom Kippurim. So Abaye answers back, if they're called a Kahal, then now we've got a new X factor in our Parsha, which is, as a Kahal, they should bring a par, if they give a Hora within their own little group of Kohanim. If you think that's the case, Tafilu Shvatim, suddenly you now have 13 Shvatim, not 12. Alam Rav Achab, meaning the 12 that we know of, not Levi, but Ephraim and Manasseh, or maybe Levi and just Yosef, and then Kohanim. Rav Achab, Rav Yaakov, Shiftosha Levi, lo iku kal. The answer is Levi's never called a kal. Dichtiv, Vachav, Yavetichon, Tichal, Lika Alamim, meaning, and I'll give you the land. What's the rest of the Pasuk? Kol Sheshto Achuza, iku kal. Only people who get land are called a kahal. Vachoshnan Achuza, lo iku kal. Levi didn't get land, they're not called a kahal. So imken chasulu yubet shvatim. So now we don't have 12; we have 11. Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, V'Asher. Amar Abaye and Binyamin. Ephraim, Menashe, Reuven, Shimon, Yuli. Ephraim, Menashe take the place, and now we have 12. So instead of Levi, Ephraim, Menashe, that's 12. Rav Hakti, Al Shem Achem Yikaru B'Nachalatam. We say that Menashe and Ephraim are called Al Shem Achem for Nachala. The Nachala Ukshuv Lo LeDavar Acher. They're only compared to Shvatim, for Nachalah, but not for anything else, not being called a Shevet, not for Kaal. Falov, Achalukim B'Dgalim, what are you talking about? When they marched in the Midbar, they marched in a separate place. Ephraim and Manasseh each had their own place. The answer is, K'Nachlatan K'Chaneyatan, that they marched the same way that they got their Nachalah. So those two are not really separate things. K'dei L'Chalek Kavod L'Dgalim, we don't want to give Kavod for each Degel. V'achalukim b'seim, but there's a separate nasi when they brought the korbanot for the Chanukat HaMizbeach, Ephraim Menashe. So ahu lachlok kavod nasiim. That was to give kavod to each nasi. The Tanya Shlomo asa shivat yimei Chanukah. Shlomo made 7 days of dedicating the Beit HaMikdash. Mara Moshe lasot shnei masa yimei Chanukah. Why didn't Moshe make 12? Lachlok kavod nasiim, so each nasi should get his own day. So my havela, what's the solution here? Toshma. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Chamesh chataot metot. We have a din, a famous halacha of Moshe Sinai. I have five chataot that have to die. Vlad chatat, if a chatat gave birth, which could be a seira, could be a chatat. Tmurat chatat, if you did a tmur on it. Chatat, we'll get to this in tmura. Chatat shemetu baaleha, we're dealing with. Chatat shen kapru baaleha. If you lost it, brought another one, and did a kapar, and then found the old one. Chatat shavash tata, if its year lapsed, and it's no longer the proper age. Viata yacholomar vlad chatat petzibur. Chatat tzibur, you can't have vlad chatat, because shein tzibur mafishin keva, they only bring a male. Etacholomar tmurat chatat petzibur, you also can't say tmurat chatat about a chatat tzibur. Shein tmur betzibur. If the tzibur does a tmur, it doesn't count. Viata yacholomar chatat shemetu baleha betzibur, for the same reason, shein tzibur meitim. So the tzibur only has two out of these five. Shnikapru baleha v'shavrash chatat lo shamanu. Right? We don't know in tzibur if those two count. Yachol yamutu? Amarta, imot satum and amfurash. Why don't we take what we know and apply it to what we don't know? The other three we know only apply to a yachid. Maybe the other two also only apply to yachid. And v'chidani efshar v'shefshar, but that doesn't work. Because those three cases are efshar. It is possible for to have a chatat zibor that got old, or a chatat zibor that got lost, they brought another one. So, since those cases are possible, you can't infer them from cases that are impossible, like vlad chatat, tmurat chatat, and chatat shemetu baleha. The answer is Rabbi Shimon achad makom gomir. Rabbi Shimon understands them to all be inferred from one place. That Rabbi Shimon has a halacha l'Moshe Sinai, and that they all have one halacha, meaning they should all apply together. And therefore, he says, if we know in three of the cases that it can't apply to a tzibur, we'll apply it and say that the other two cannot apply to a tzibur also. Okay, Hadran Alach Horu Beit Din, Baruch Hashem, we've completed the first parak of Masachat Horayot. We'll pick it up with the second short parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.